Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, June 7th, 2019. On this day in 1982, Priscilla Presley opened Elvis's Graceland to the public. On Wednesday afternoon, a showcase project of the Red, Red, Green Senate was put to the test in the Legal Committee of the House of Representatives, the state concept for the prevention of anti-Semitism. In March, the Senate passed the resolution, and since then, the Administration of Justice has been fine-tuning the drafting process, and the first measures have already been implemented. The draft is 63 pages and is connected to the implementation of numerous measures, not only in several government departments, but also in police, justice, and educational institutions, such as schools and daycare centers. The aim is to learn democracy from an early age and to sensitize the responsible authorities to anti-Semitism in a completely new way. On Wednesday, representatives of Jewish associations and experts on anti-Semitism who were also involved in the implementation were invited to the legal committee to evaluate the concept and progress. Levi Salomon of the Jewish Forum for Democracy and Against Anti-Semitism gave an impressive example of why action is urgently needed. Jewish schools are currently in greater demand than ever because more and more Jewish parents do not want to enroll their children in public schools for security reasons. Salomon believes that such behavior is not normal and should not be accepted as normal either. Marina Chernivsky of the Central Welfare Office of Jews in Germany emphasized that for decades, an examination of anti-Semitism in politics, science, and education has been neglected, so there are considerable gaps, which also lead to the fact that anti-Semitism as a phenomenon is not sufficiently researched and not understood in its full scope. All three invited experts agreed. The Berliner Project has so far been successful, above all because of its holistic approach and the effort to involve the Jewish community. Benjamin Steinitz of the Anti-Semitism Research and Information Center stated, quote, "From my point of view, the development process and the result can be regarded as a nationwide model." Steinitz also suggested additions, for example, a shadow field study on undisclosed anti-Semitic crimes, which currently do not exist, and the examination of the representation of Judaism, Israel, and Shoah in teaching materials for schools and integration courses. Lawrence Kogel, the newly appointed anti-Semitism commissioner of the Senate, who will be responsible for part of the implementation, expressed himself cautiously and self-critically within the framework of the concept. He explained that the individual ministries must now press ahead with development, inspection mechanisms should be set up in the administration of justice, and further procedures for involving the Jewish community should be developed, stating, quote, "It's not just about communicating, it's also about acting." The permanent dispute over the left-wing autonomous pub Katerschmiede in the Rigaerstrasse in Friedrichshain is entering a new round. On June 13th, the regional court in the capital will hear a new lawsuit brought by the landlord of Rigaerstrasse 94, as announced by a court spokesman on Wednesday. It was demanded that the group clear the pub in the back building and pay compensation for use. The lawsuit has been dragging on for years and has been reported on by Berlin Briefing several times. Finally, the lawsuit of the UK-based firm that owns the property was dismissed in May of 2018 because its lawyer was unable to present a power of attorney. Since the action failed not for reasons of substance, but for procedural reasons, a new attempt is possible. The pub operators from the left-wing radical scene, who have organized themselves as an association, have been using the premises in Rigaerstrasse 94 since the end of 2013 without a tenancy agreement. In June of 2016, the police had vacated the rooms at the owner's request. This was followed by fierce protests by left-wing demonstrators and legal disputes. According to the Berlin Office for the Protection of the Constitution, the Katerschmiede is a meeting place for the left-wing radical scene. In the Rigaerstrasse and its vicinity with its once-squatted houses, violent left-wing autonomists repeatedly attack the police, throw stones and paint, and damage cars. Adding on to our last story, when the Berlin police cleared Riegauerstrasse 94 in Friedrichshain on June 22nd of 2016, critics quickly spoke out because the owner of the house had no eviction certificate. The police operation was therefore illegal, and it was criticized that the former Senator of the Interior, Frank Henkel of the CDU, abused the police to distinguish himself in the election campaign as a hardliner against left-wing extremists. With the change of government in autumn of 2016 and Henkel's resignation as Senator of the Interior, the political process of coming to terms with the controversial mission seemed to be over. Now, however, the case could be given new explosive force. For in order to free up resources for the fight against Riegauer 94, the police apparently ended measures against the later assassin from Breitscheidplatz, Anis Amri. The suspicion is currently being fueled by internal documents, the contents of which are known to the Berliner Morgenpost and were reported on Wednesday in the weekly magazine Die Zeit. It's already known that the police last observed Amri on June 15th of 2016 and did not refocus on him until the attack on the 19th of December. For the first time, notes issued by Office 511 of the State Criminal Police Office, which is responsible for monitoring, provide information on those for whom the observation forces were deployed instead. According to the documents, left-wing extremists from the Riegauer 94 environment, including one person who had been, quote, involved in the action-oriented, violent left-wing scene in Berlin, were being focused on. In the weeks after June 15th, Amri's name no longer appears in the LKA's prioritization lists. In the past, police had always justified this with the fact that Amri was more likely to attract attention as a drug dealer, but not as a result of his intentions to attack. The internal police documents now raise the question of the extent to which the observation of left-wing extremists could have been carried out at the request of the then internal administration, possibly in preparation for the controversial police operation on June 22nd. Bernd Kromer of the CDU, the then current Secretary of State for the Interior, denied this in his interrogation in the House of Representatives Committee of Inquiry in November of 2017. Kromer had claimed that there was no connection between the police's assessment of Riegauer 94 and the, quote, suspension of Mr. Amri's observation. However, members of the committee did not have the opportunity to check during the interrogation if his statements were in agreement with the documents because documents were not made available to the Committee of Inquiry at the time. The Greens are now referring to the, quote, prioritization of the surveillance forces in favor of left-wing extremists as a, quote, political decision, stating that it was a, quote, dramatic misjudgment of the security situation. Green MP Benedict Lux stated, quote, if Amri had been observed for longer, the police might have noticed that he was becoming more radical. According to Zeit, quote, only significant actions such as a bicycle demonstration were observed when monitoring left-wing extremists instead of Amri. According to the magazine, sections from surveillance protocols show this. The police did not comment on the case on Wednesday at the request of the Berliner Morgenpost, but asked for more time for, quote, a resilient answer. A 61-year-old man from Prenzlauer Berg left for a three-week vacation and never returned. The police have published a photo of this geologist and are asking the population to help in the search. Geologist Reinhard Fetzer did not appear at his workplace after his vacation and has been missing since April 1st of 2019. His car, a VW Golf, has also disappeared without a trace. He is regarded as extremely conscientious and is described as a friendly neighbor and colleague. The Missing Persons Department of the State Criminal Investigation Office is asking anyone who has seen this missing person or his vehicle since March 28th to contact the office of the Berlin State Criminal Police Office. Additional details and contact information can be found by following the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Tuesday. Thanks for listening.